Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, October 11th, ending on Sunday, the 17th. And this is the big day, Sunday the 17th, and Pacific time, 10:30 p.m., that Jupiter goes direct in Aquarius. Of course, for us on the East Coast, it'll be 1:30 a.m. on Monday the 18th, but we're going to talk about it because it's going to have happened by the time you wake up on Monday of the following week. Of course, Jupiter is very, very slow stationed, getting ready to go forward. It's just moving a tiny little minute at a time. It's been on the 22nd degree of Aquarius since the 29th of September. And it goes direct at the 22nd degree. And of course, it won't pick up a lot of speed. It'll stay on that 22nd degree all the way till it finally shifts to the 23rd degree on the 7th of November. And this, it will begin its slow but sure trek up through the rest of Aquarius, where it will finally shift into Pisces. Well, it's the second time it's been in Pisces, but this will be the whole transit of Pisces, and that will happen on Wednesday, the 29th day of December. So we'll start our new year with Jupiter in Pisces. Now, for those of you who are Sagittarians or have a Sagittarian ascendant, oh, thank goodness it's finally direct. Because, you know, the expansive Jupiter people are really the ones that have the most frustration in the retrograde phase, I think. And so, you know, we begin to gallop again. And I'm sure even other planetary positions, perhaps the moon, will be feeling that too. But wherever Sagittarius is on the cusp of the house in the birth chart, that is the area of life that will also start to expand again. Now, we just had Pluto the week before, right? Went, and on Sunday, just before this week we're speaking about, the day before, Saturn also went direct. So we've begun the process of coming out of this extremely frustrating period. I mean, I get to see a lot of people on newsfeed, and I know that it has been particularly once Mercury retrograded as well, kind of a frustrating time for many people who have hopes and wishes and desires that they want to see moving forward and manifesting. So finally, we have Jupiter, and as far as Mercury is concerned, that's going to be absolutely stationary on the day Jupiter turns direct, because it's getting ready also to turn direct, but it is not going to be moving quite yet. So we are looking at the expansion, once again, of the ability to have new intuitive insights, because Jupiter is the planet that expands consciousness and expands perception and wants to really do that, even though human mind is very fond of limiting and tunnel vision, and sticking our thoughts into boxes and labeling them, and not bothering to think again. It takes too much time, too much energy to think about this. But that is why we are really in the shape we're in, because new ideas must be coming through now. They just simply must, if we're going to have the shift that we need to have, you know, because we're functioning on old ways and trying to get new results, you know, and it's a famous phrase, do the same thing over and over again, expect different results, is insanity, right? That's the definition. So expand. You let yourself do as much expansion of all those things that you really believe in. You know, maybe it's time to open the door or lift the windows, get some new air in here, and see if there's something more. Because I can guarantee you that when it comes to human mind, we never know everything and we'll never get to the end of our knowing. Okay, so we have to be aware of that and actually allow this new air in to be able to receive something more than we had before. So this is it. From this point until the 29th of December. And then it's a whole different ball game. Just like we're going to lose those nodal positions of the South Node Sag and North Node Gemini as we move into the next year. Not right away, but we'll not be in it much longer. So this is the time. This is it. I can't emphasize it enough. You can go as far as you let yourself go, you know. And experience is also helpful instead of just thinking, you know. But particularly in Aquarius, it is intuitive. It's the aha moments that we speak of. And again, the movement is to expand Aquarius also, which is energy in the way we look at things. And so I've spoken about this a lot. If you have never heard it, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it again. But, you know, this is the coming of our greater use of energy. We have that as our power, the thought that creates energy, the energy that follows thought, and holding the thought there, we hold the energy there. So it's up to you. What are your thoughts doing? What are you visioning? And this time of the year, we're moving into that releasing of the old year, beginning to vision for our next year. It's a great time to get an astrology reading, and you know, astrology is an Aquarian pursuit. And Jupiter in Aquarius is a great time to pursue astrology as a higher learning as well. So think about how you can get some tracking on vision through getting a reading, because we get to see the cycles this way and the influences that are really at your disposal and when they're at your disposal. And when is the time not to be pushing or trying to push a boulder up a hill kind of thing? So, yes, great time to get a reading while this Jupiter is in Aquarius. Find out so that you can really add the power of knowledge, which is part of the energy of Jupiter, into your visioning. And you also have the movement more towards the change and shift into a more egalitarian, that's Aquarius, society. So we have seen a lot of hold up on certain things that we were hoping to see. Perhaps Jupiter had to go direct in order for this to occur. So we can, you know, we can hope that we'll see more joy, and that is part of the Jupiterian energy as well, the joyous and the humorous. It's quite the combination, actually, for humor, Jupiter and Aquarius, because the element of surprise, which Aquarius has, is also in a great joke, which Jupiter also produces the humor. So there are things that are going to start to move forward now that we have been, even with Pluto and Saturn going direct, those aren't exactly expanders. And let's say Saturn is exactly not an expander. Saturn is the contractor that creates structure. So we need all the principles. None is without its purpose and its value. But Jupiter is the one that will bring us the expansion that we're seeking. So yay, Jupiter direct this week. I hope that between the 22nd degree of Aquarius and the 29th degree of Aquarius, you've got a planet or something that is interacting in a positive way with Jupiter so that you can feel the exhilaration that this can bring. And it does bring, for sure. Okay, looking at the week, I will tell you that it's a void of course Sag moon on Monday morning. So you'll be feeling pretty good in the morning because, and this is Eastern time, and maybe also Central time, because it's coming off this sextile to Jupiter in Aquarius. It's still stationed, but at least, you know, maybe dreams and things have been, you know, kind of filled with a little bit more positivity. Once we get into the Capricorn moon, 1:15 p.m. Eastern, we are going into challenge. There's a couple of nice things that will happen during this, but not on Monday. So Monday's not a day to engage people in dialogue and conversation, try to get authorities to hear another point of view. No, forget that, and forget Tuesday morning also. But Tuesday, you only have like the tiniest hour. In Eastern time, it would be, well, it's actually a half hour, really, from noon to 12:30 to get anybody to even think about change at all. Something new or something may happen that isn't entirely a negative change. But as soon as we get past that hour, we go through the rest of the challenges that Capricorn Moon has with Mars and the Sun in Libra. Now, as it goes to the square to Sun in Libra, just close to midnight on Eastern time, we go into the second quarter phase of the moon. We started out in that first waxing crescent phase, where now we are looking at the desire to fuel, nurture our goals and our hopes and our wishes. We want to see ourselves getting somewhere, but it's not exactly going to start off right away because it is quite late when that comes in. And there's a short period of time where you may be inspired by Neptune with some visions until about 1:30 in the morning Eastern time. But when we wake up on Wednesday, it can be very obsessive or somber energy until about 7. That's actually before the sun is rising at this point, and that's Eastern time. But we do have the helpful energy of Venus in Sag working with that newly direct Saturn in Aquarius for much of the daylight hours on Wednesday. That can help you sort of explore and discuss and make some plans for the future. Perhaps it's about travel, long journeys, Wednesday, possibly. But the moon is void, of course, and Mercury is still retrograde. So don't put a lot of store into it. It may not happen or happen the way you think at that point in time. Aquarius moon comes in on Wednesday, the 13th, at 4:47 p.m. Eastern time. And it's going right to Saturn. So the evening and into the very early morning hours of Thursday are going to be characterized either by a lot of seriousness, maybe even depressive outlook. So be aware of that. It's a short period of time. Don't let yourself over-identify if it's negative. If you are pondering structures that you'd like to build for the future and not putting a negative onto that, and just seeking perhaps to understand the methods and maybe the timing that would be best, then the moon Saturn can help you. But we do have a lovely morning for the 14th of October, all the way till about 1:30 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Now is when you can start, you know, kind of bringing in some of your big visions and getting into good dialogues about them with people who are more receptive. But again, Mercury's slowing down to go direct. Moon will bring some changes and surprises in for the afternoon and early evening hour in the Eastern time zone. But once we get past that, we will again have this energy that wants to really interact, connect, dialogue, look at all the possible potentialities, and also discuss some of those issues of the Aquarian nature that Jupiter is getting ready to express. And that goes all the way to the wee hours of Friday. The Sun is going to trine that stationary Jupiter. 7:45 a.m. is when that comes in on Friday the 15th. Moon joins that Jupiter 8:29 that morning, and the Moon trines the Sun 8:33 a.m. Eastern time zone. So that Friday morning on the 15th is just so optimistic, so open. Everything is flowing so beautifully. Unfortunately, people on the West Coast are sleeping, but people across the pond are already at lunch or something, or had lunch, so they had that wonderful experience of the uplifting quality. But again, the direct motion is not there yet. And we do avoid, of course, Moon in Aquarius on Friday the 15th until 10:22 p.m. Eastern, when the Moon enters Pisces. And as it enters Pisces, it has to deal with Venus and Sag. So, and that goes all the way through 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturday afternoon. It's such a difference in perspective. It is a person who really wants the philosophical discussion and another that would rather be not present at all. If we must. And perhaps this is where you're hearing or reading or seeing a lot of the more negative sides of righteousness and dogma, or you're being completely over-idealizing over the moon and being easily led astray. So don't shop is my best advice, even though you may wish to. Wait. After 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturday the 16th, things liven up, definitely. And, you know, you may have some happy thoughts or intuitions about changes on the way. But there is a huge authority clash also in the potential for Sunday morning. And a lot of confusion for Pisces moon until 1 p.m. Eastern time. After that, we do have a much better, more grounded moon that is leading us up to the Jupiter direct, although that is over by about 7:30 Eastern, and then we're floating. And you know, Jupiter also rules Pisces, and I forgot to mention that, and because I don't usually use the old rulers, but you know, if you're a Pisces or an Aquarius, Capricorn is not one, but Scorpio is one. You get two rulers because of the outer planets. Scorpio gets Pluto and Mars. Aquarius gets Saturn and Uranus. And Pisces also gets Jupiter, the old ruler, along with Neptune. So the Pisces people and the Pisces rising people may feel that they are moving forward too, and also the house where Pisces is on the cusp in your birth chart. So that is what brings us to the end of the week, this basically afternoon is Sunday afternoon into the early evening is when you can get some things actually happening at all. Pluto is now direct also. So this is a great time to be involved in looking at getting some pictures of things that you want to bring in as power structures for yourself as you move forward. So after this particular week, again, on we talk next week, Jupiter will have turned direct, won't be up to speed yet, as I mentioned. Mercury will turn direct, so we will definitely talk about that. And we'll have the Sun shift to Scorpio, so that'll be something to mention and discuss as well. It's interesting, too, that, you know, we have a full moon. This full moon on the 20th is in Aries, and it's definitely something we're going to be discussing. Actually, I'm going to be on with Jim Case again at 11 a.m. on the 20th at the full moon to kind of talk about some of the energies that are coming in. And, that one is going to be the one that shows you the fruition of your Libra new moon hopes and desires and plans and how you were going to be authentic without upsetting people and rocking the boat. Well, you'll find out at the Aries new moon. So we will be talking about Mercury direct, the full moon, in Aries, and maybe I will make fewer mistakes with Mercury direct and the Sun enter Scorpio, as well as giving you the outlook for the week ahead. So best of luck. That's also Jupiter this week, and I will say goodbye for now.